Why are you not yet where you should be? There are laws you are breaking, and you've been breaking them for years. And somebody said insanity is to keep doing the same thing while expecting a different result. It's madness. You have to go and find out those things. You know what they are. There are some. You don't. You have to ask questions and sit down and observe your life. Do an autopsy of your life, the past years, and you will see what they are. You will see what they are that are hindering your Christian life. You see what they are that have crippled you in your career. You see what it is. You see, some of us, for example, I was doing this with a pastor. He said, I've realized what my own is. I said, what is it? He said, after you told me, he said, sleep on it, think back. I found out that my own is, I don't know how to say no. See, even as far back as school, people dump their problems on me. I carry their own, and so I leave my own. When I finish running around with their, I don't have. He said, for example, now, the moment my Sarah will come, my mom will learn, this auntie will come, this one will come, I will finish paying all their whatever. I don't have money to pay my own children's school. I don't have money to pay it. I'm always having financial problems, but not because God is not blessing me, but because I go and carry all the responsibilities that are not mine. He said, all the person needs to do is just turn his face this way. I don't know how to say no. Then I quoted one of the laws of success. I said, the easiest road to failure is to please everybody. Anybody who wants to succeed, anybody who wants to be successful, cannot be man pleasers. Let me quote a second one, for example. One of the laws of failure is to be everybody's friend. Can you see what I'm doing with you now? Instilling law and order. Did I care what your emotion is feeling? Did I care whether you like me, you don't like it? It's the result that will tell. When finally you see changes in your life, you know what it is? You say, thank God though for that kind of pastor. Those kind of men are rare. Thank God. One pastor came to, and you know, initially I was wondering, what is he trying to do? But is it? That is it. Because everything that gives life, this, you know, produces discomfort. Have you noticed that the road that leads to success is an uphill road? The ones that lead to failure is usually a downhill. All the things that create problems and failure are very easy. The things that produce success requires effort and discipline. Sleeping. Just sleep away your time in school. But to sit down and read. Carelessness. You don't need special anointing to do that one. All the things that bring destruction are easy. To bring this house down, just a few bomb here. Me, just explosion. The house has collapsed. To build it, there is no explosion that will build a house. It will take moons of hard work, and a lot of money to reproduce it again. That's how it is in life. Write this down. There are no failures in life. There are only people who don't have understanding of principles, or those who know them but are not disciplined enough to apply it. I want to say it again. There are only two causes of failure. One is ignorance of principles. The other is lack of discipline to apply it when you already know it. So there are only two causes of failure. One is that some people don't know. The other is that some people know, but they are not disciplined enough to do what they know. Write what I'm about to say down. Whenever you meet two people who have the same knowledge, the difference between their level of success is their level of discipline. I want to say it again. The difference between the level of success of two people who have the same knowledge is their level, their difference in discipline, their level of discipline. So two people can come out from the same class, but they will not succeed equally. Two people can go through the same training like we are here, but they will not have the same result. Why? Because one will pay the price to apply the truth he has learned, the other will not. Discipline carries more weight than knowledge. Discipline carries 40% where knowledge carries 10%. If you increase this, the weight of knowledge, you have to multiply it by 4 to get the weight of discipline. I want to say something, write it down. There is nobody God created to fail. People only fail because they don't know the laws of success. And people fail because where they know, they will not pay the price to do it. One law of success, I'm sure you know, is the law of hard work, diligence. If you like, be born again, let smoke be coming out of your mouth, your own Holy Ghost be coming like fire. There is no success anywhere without hard work. It's not in the spiritual arena, you won't succeed. In your Christian life, you won't succeed. In your career, you won't. There is no success anywhere without diligence. But then there's another law of success, is the law of smart work. That even if you meet two people who are working hard, the one who works smart will beat the one who works hard. That does not mean that the one who works smart does not work hard. No. But the person who uses his intelligence, who adds IQ to labor, will be the one who only uses labor. The person who develops his mind is stronger than the one who develops his muscles. You know, when you see a Mike Tyson that is very strong, if he hits you, you will go down. And you see a Bill Gates, there is no match. Bill Gates is far stronger than that guy. If you put them in the ring, Bill Gates can bring Mike Tyson down without touching him. That's why you ladies learn the law of the mind is stronger than the law of might. He said, I work in an environment where some guys called, but they rape girls, they do all that. There's a small thing, they brought me one. You can hold in your hand. Stronger guy, just a press like this. He will be on the floor for 15 minutes. That is mental energy. It's not, it's something, a system somebody thought and created. Just electric shock. So you can call police. Police will get there before he recovers from under the power. Did you notice what happened when they came to arrest Jesus? He shocked them with electricity. But the supernatural one and all the 500 men were on the floor. So you are waiting till you have enough anointing charge like that to do it. Buy it. It's now for sale. Stop being foolish. Because somebody gave testimony, and the boys came around me and I shouted Jesus and all of them fell. They came to your house. 3 mobile policemen who have made them fail. So stop telling us stories. Put security. If you put money, put security. Bank now, be covering the bank with the blood of Jesus. Don't put security there. Cover it with the blood and see what will happen. Stop being foolish. Heaven, the gates of heaven are guarded. Heavily armed. Look at what happened when God sent Adam out of the Garden of Eden. He should have covered the tree of life with the blood. What did he put there? Flaming sword, turning in every direction, cuts the head of anybody who makes attempt. See, you say you are a child of God, you won't have common sense. Common sense. Say it's church fund. We did crusade. They are carrying it in the night. But we have covered the road with blood. You're just a fool that needs flogging. Because armed robbers don't go where there is nothing. They go where there is treasure. So you don't have to worry about security until something precious is around. And you have to know that as you grow in value, your life becomes... Where there is treasure, you have to put security around it. God that is all powerful, why are you guarding the gates of heaven? Allow your enemy to come and wake you up from sleep. Maybe by the time Satan makes invasion, you'll come there and wake him. Oh yeah, wake up. You are surrounded. Then you will now look for where your power is. If it's under your, you know, Because that's one of the worst things for even armed robbers or whatever it is to come, get to your house and wake you up. Oh, wake up, Oga. Then you wake up. Maybe you didn't even dress well. He said, Madam, cover, cover, cover. And by that time, they're even looking at her wrongly dressed. That's why sometimes they rape. Because before they should break into your house, there should have been some processes they will pass. At least the man will wake up and know which, if he has weapon to use, or which, if it's even prayer that is your own weapon, you can now use it. And the worst one is, a man was telling me very well, he said, they woke me up. When they hit me, I just got up. I said, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. They said, shut up. It was then I realized that, these are men, no. It's on the floor. And I said, Lord, why? He said, shut up, shut up. You're asking God why. He gave him a dirty slap. You're asking God why. God is asking you, why are you this foolish? Success creates enemies, whether you know it or not. If you start, Jesus warned that if you start sowing seed, you will have a hundredfold with what? Persecution. With what? He said, wealth produces jealousy. It produces enemies. Power creates enemies. Whether you are holy or not. If you like, be David that is, has integrity, you will have. So, the moment David got anointed, and he was told that he has a destiny in politics, he went and built an army of 400 men. After he grew to 600. If not, people like us today will say, the Lord is the one protecting me. The Lord is protecting you. I assassinated one of them in the West. He was coming from Wednesday service. You're going from Wednesday service, governorship aspirant. You're just walking like a normal person. You think you are the same with other people. When Jesus' ministry has hit the peak, the enmity, the Pharisees, these are religious leaders who are looking for his head. He told his disciples, he said, when I sent you before, you know, I told you to just go two by two. But now, if you don't have sword, sell your shoe to buy one. Buy security with money. Buy it. Sell something to buy it. So you are raising money for campaign. You are raising money for posters. You are raising money. Raise money for security. Stay with what you know. You know your little mind. The size of your mind decides the size of your world. You don't want. Of course, some of you, even that your small size, is good for you because you're not going anywhere. So stay in that small place. But if you want to go somewhere, listen to me. Principles. What? Principles. In those days, some armed robbers came, Church of God mission to do. Ada Hausa went and brought police post put in his gates. Not just police, a whole police post. He put a whole police post, put them on payroll. He said, shoot at sight. I'm the one issuing the order. Simple. Simple. And because we're not training gospel, a lot of foolishness is in the church. When you come to church, don't keep your sense outside the door. God gave you this mind so you can give him rest. That's why God gave us. I want to say it again. God created the world in such a way that he can walk with or without. The idea is so that when we have done our best, we have kept principles. We now meet some situation that is beyond our ability. We cannot tap into that 10% resource. God intervenes. Because we have done what we could. You know why we need that 10%? Because there is a devil in this world. There are problems that are beyond effort. Even when you have done all your best, there are some things that when they start happening, they can beat the most intelligent man, the man that has made all the effort. When you come to the end of your rope, that's where God's rope begins. That's where you tap into that. Not that you live all your life on that narrow margin. Life is not to be lived by miracles. Life is to be lived by principles. That's how God created it. As a young man, I contributed in helping him start business. After he served apprenticeship, they didn't give him much. So I helped get him some serious fund for him to start. After 2 years, his business closed up. And he went to my mom, you know, trying to whimp up sentiments and all that. Because trying to get her, she was the one that talked me into giving the first money to get some more money to him and all that. And I said, I'm not giving, not even 5 kobo. I look for more sensible people to give the money. My mom said, so the guy, he sent the guy to come and see me. He said, he must be from the village. Pastor, I don't know what is after me. I said, I know what is after you. He said, I think he's wizards and some of my uncles. What the native doctor? I said, no, he's not the native doctors. He's native ladies. He's ladies. She has ladies furnish house with them. She has all that. And she's taking money from capital she has not grown. Changing ladies in Lagos from one type to another. Benin girl to Asaba girl to Igbo. And when the whole thing crashed, the guy is now analyzing the wizard in the village. The wizard is not witches in the village. It is ladies in the city. The witches are in the city. They are with him in the house. And then these ladies are so heartless that when the landlord threw him out, he ran in. One of them, he furnished a flat to go and start sleeping. The girl said, no. If you're going to be here, you have to be bringing money for food and all that. If you're not going to, I'm going to send you. I thought it was a joke. One day, he brought one boy to kick him out. He said, you can do this to me? He said, do what to you? What did you think? He said, all the things I did for you. He said, what about the ones I did for you? Did you give it to me for nothing? I also gave you something. He said, you have to return this TV. He said, return all the things I also gave you. There are ladies that are crazy, in case you don't know. They're out there, you know. So he now ran. Pastor, pray for me. I said, you don't need prayer. You need discipline. And you have to be in this situation at least. Suffer. Because in future, if somebody ever gives you free money, you will know the value. If it is bank you took it from, you won't have played being foolish like that. Now, basic principle. He violated. After violating, he blames witches. So in my house, when you are sick, we'll find out what it is. There was a time Pastor Sarah broke down. And he said, pray for me. I said, no, I'm not praying. You have to go to hospital. Find out why you are breaking down. When last did you see me break down? Find out why. He went. He said, they say it's stress. I said, no. Go back. I will follow you this time. We have to find what it is. And now I finished doing her. He said that there has been a long season of low water input. I said, in this house, you're not drinking water. He said, it's that time you say we are writing books. So there was a time I locked my publication department for 2 weeks. All their food is brought to them there. You can't cross the gate. Unless you just want to do exercise, but you can't cross. Nobody went anywhere till they finished the books they were writing. And that was it. She came out of it and broke down. So he said, it must be that book. I said, no. I was involved. All the other people were involved. You're the only one that break down. We need to find out. She have a special health problem. So when we finished, we found out that the girl was not drinking water. I said, do you see now? You have blamed it on publication instead of blaming it on dehydration. That way, you will not know what is wrong with you. And you stretch your system this long. And she didn't need medicine. All they put her is rest and water. And the system balanced back. That's why in medicine, once the diagnosis is not correct, all those treatments is just a waste of time. To me, one of the most important things a hospital should do is to get their lab, whatever, right. and get the pharmaceutical right, then have the right man as a doctor. You get the job done. If you get any of these areas, because sometimes they get the diagnosis wrong and they're prescribing crazy stuff there. See, a politician, they claim, jumped into the lagoon in Lagos. And some people, plus the driver, was screaming, was proving that the man was crying and screaming for help. But there were divers there watching him. And he drowned. When they started investigating, they found out that the issue is that the divers wanted 100,000 cash before doing the job. So I were calling him and said, get him out, we pay you. He said, no, cash for hand, walk. Good day. If you don't put the thing cash here, until the man drowned. But let's assume now he's a Christian. The family will be saying, God, why? In that case, it was a Muslim. Actually, he has diabetes, and so always needing to urinate. And they were driving home from a meeting, and he needed to, and decided to go to the side. That place is slippery, but it's also possible that, as a politician now, the enemy, they grabbed the opportunity and pushed him over. Okay, he was screaming. Someone was saying he committed suicide. He didn't commit any suicide. He's screaming. The ones that could have helped said, put cash for hand. You know, there are times grace covers our foolishness. And there are many cases. If you look into your life, you see so many areas where grace has covered you. Don't stay in that foolishness. Don't stay in it. You might not get out the next time. You know, a young man was giving me testimony. He said, Pastor, it's amazing, oh. God has been so merciful to me. He was a terrific womanizer, and he believed that HIV was white man trying to rob Africans of enjoying fun. So he doesn't believe in why he was womanizing and doing all the things. He wasn't using condom. And he finished now, he's born again, and he didn't have HIV. He's telling me, I said, now you are born again, oh. Now you are born again. I don't know who must have been praying for you. Maybe you have somebody in your family or whatever. And they held. Now that you are here. Because that demon will tell you one day that the way God has kept you. I say this time you might even be from church, you will get the HIV. So don't assume that everybody, because they are seated in suit and skirt, they are fine. Some, the cause, the seed they sowed in the past, the effect is still there. Somebody hearing what I'm saying? But I also want to make a comment on this point. A lady was telling me, she said, I have HIV, this, that, so my life is me, Pastor. I said, oh, trust God to get you healed. I've seen a number of them. I've laid on healed. But remember, for every two that gets healed, there are 98 that are not. Miracles, 2%. Why will you build your whole life on 2%? I pray for the sick, but I don't live by miracles. I don't. I have studied the laws of health. That's how I live. That's why there's a lot of doctors that don't live long. Our family gynecologist had stroke. Why the wife was having cancer. If we are abroad, one day we came to whatever, they said, doctor is not around. And you know all this private thing. Specialist, though. Specialist, teaching hospital. Specialist. They said, doctor is not. I said, well, what? They said, he has stroke. But they had once treating people. And it's happening to pastors. Pastors that are supposed to be saving other people, whatever. So I studied the thing to find out. Principles are no respecter of big man of God, small man of God. Obey it, you will live long. Don't obey it. It will pack you up. You will go to heaven, no? For disobeying laws of health. You will go to heaven, but you will go there fast. So, whenever they discover what is wrong in my house, and you now pray and correct, the person now knows how not to go back. An example is my mom had kidney stones. They brought her, I was preaching. I was in Enugu in those days, doing something in the stadium, June. I think it's Prophet Summit or what. They brought her. I prayed for her. She was healed. 2 years after, they brought her back. She came back sick again, kidney stone. They said, pray for me. I said, I'm not praying. You have to go to hospital and find out what is wrong with you. After that, when they say kidney stone, I say, you have not found out what is wrong. You have found the effect. You have not found the cause. So you cannot change the situation. Go and find out what causes kidney stone. Because of all your sisters, you are the only one that has it. Why is it that you are the one that has it? I said, this time around, when you get the healing will stay. They pulled out all that. Part of what I'm telling you is this milk thing. You know, calcium. My cousins, everybody, they were bringing it. He said she drinks the thing 3 times a day. They bring this big, big one. They bring the liquid one. When you take excessive calcium, women need calcium because of osteoporosis, bone, and when you take excessive, what is the rest supposed to do in your body? There are other explanations for that too, beyond just the calcium part. But in her case, it was clear when we saw. Because she was now saying, he showed us cattle. And she was just flowing the thing. At that age, you don't do it like that. An uncle had stroke. I prayed for him. He got healed. And I called him. I said, make sure you don't have second stroke. Second is usually very fatal. If you survive it, the third, some people, second, they never have a second chance. Make sure you don't get a second stroke. He said, how can you be telling me this kind of thing? Are you wishing me that I will have this again? I said, that's why I'm preventing it for you. I'm not the average pastor who just prays for people. I'm equipped with the wisdom of God. I said, whatever the power of God does, the wisdom of God sustains. So he calmed down. When he now calmed down, I said, if I start telling you now, since your mind is thinking like this, you will start reading other meaning into it. So I need a doctor to help you. You need to find out what caused the stroke in the first place. When they found out how his arteries were blocked up, saturated fats and chorus, plagues have been building in his, and they even found other places where he hasn't had stroke, but those things are built. They have built and they are blocking. So the blood pressure is increasing. And it gets to a point, it knocks a part of the body out. So I said, you can see how the power of God cleaned out your arteries to get you healed. But it will just a few years, you will block it up again. This is what you are doing. You have to adjust your lifestyle. This is what you are eating. This is what you are doing. You are not, you live sedentary life. Do you know? That's why sometimes, you know, like when I go for, unless I'm hurrying, I go to somewhere, I like to climb steps. But days I'm into active exercising, I do exercise, or I do, I'm telling you. So I said, you see, this habit, this, you have to adjust it. I went to Justice Oputa's house. He spoke for me in one of our meetings in Abuja. And I went there to thank him. And I said, how old are you? He said, 91. When he came to speak, the pulpit of Dominion City Church, when he got up from the seat, I went to the edge of the pulpit to give him hand, to help him climb. He said, no. He climbed up. I observed that. Then he said, speaker, I noticed he wasn't using glasses. I took note of that. I gave him the man speaks impeccable British English. He dazzled Dominion City Abuja with revelations that they were shocked. Who was in that meeting? Okay, there were a few. So after I went to the house, I said, sir, you are 90. The time he did that, he was 90. But this, I said, you are 91 now. Tell me, what is the secret? He said, one meal a day. I exercise. I drink a lot of water. The rest of the stuff is fruits. He said, the closer you are to vegetation, the longer you live. He said, the less you eat, the longer you live. He said, because this thing is machine, you're overworking. Give it the nutrients it needs. Eat intelligently. Talking about balance, give it the nutrients it needs. He said this. I said, are you a vegetarian? He said, no. I eat, but I eat in moderation. When he's talking about meat. And I go for white meat and fish. That red meat once in a while. I say, it's not magic. Life is not magic. It's predictable. How do you want your life to turn? You can shape it now. You can shape it now. Before I conclude, I want to bring out one more very important element. That element is this. There is so much knowledge out there, and there is so much that we don't know. And if you wait till you know everything you need to succeed in life, you'll be dead before you get all of them. You need to become, make a commitment to reading. That's one of the things we're trying to put in here. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? But beyond that, the fastest route, I want to give you this thing now so you can take note of it. The fastest route to success is to study the lives of successful people. If you can, get a couple of them to mentor you. Find out what principles and values they are practicing. Now you know that nothing happens for nothing. There is something they are doing right. Find it out. Pay the price to practice it, and you will achieve the same success. Knowledge is ongoing. Training. You can't even have enough to cover everything you need in life. There are different areas of life, and each area is governed by a set of principles. The fastest route to success is to find people that have succeeded and study them. Don't look at their fruit. Look at their causes. Because that's what people do. He has car, he built house. They are talking about what the people are achieving, result, without studying the cause. What is behind the scene. Study the principles. Study their discipline. Study the values that are applied to get to where they are. Do the same thing and you will have the same result. Write what I'm about to say down. 90% of everybody's success is duplicatable. I want to say it again. 90% of everybody's success is duplicatable. And when you now add the little that you know to that, you can beat the man that you are learning from. Whatever you see an Adenuga, 90% of his success can be duplicated by other people. Success is not a mystery. It's predictable. So, write this principle down. If anybody has succeeded in any field, other people can succeed in the same endeavor by studying what he did, the principles he applied, and applying the same principles to your life. Let me just do a little, because I know there are different levels of understanding here. Just a little explanation. Many years ago, the village headmaster is usually a celebrity in communities. How many of you, today they used to be celebrated. If you see how they are respected. The catechist in the village church is usually a big man. The court clerk, courtman, they wear those shorts, carry those whatever for the job. They are usually the white man. They are usually very, they are even feared. But in those days, we didn't have faculty of law. We didn't have colleges of education. So those few people that the white people picked and taught English, just to speak English, you are, hey, everybody sees you like they see masquerade in the village. Today, grammar, you know, they bring chop. You know why? There are now colleges of education. People have found out principles about languages, how to put letters down, alphabet, and how to create words, create sentences, and they have put all those principles down now. So anybody can study it. You can't intimidate us with grammar again. But in those days, when these things had not been properly articulated in Africa, it used to be such an issue. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? The village doctors, I'm not talking about native doctors now. They even treat native doctors the same way. But the village doctor, herbalist, who know how to get this leaf, mix it with this one, and are usually held in. Today, it's not a mystery anymore because medicine had come. You see, when principles are not pulled out and studied, you make success mysterious. You know, some of those things they were mixing, like dogonyaro and all that, they have now gone down to find the compound in it that is actually causing the cure, that is the queen, some of the queen families, like out of it, they, you know, those from where they create the crow queens and all of that. They have found other compounds that also do the same thing. So, if you sit in the village now, you mix herbs and all that, you are not terrifying anybody. It doesn't make it mean anything. That's why even some native doctors are beginning to package their medicine in bottles now and put label. But in Africa, where there is so much ignorance, they still put label. This one cured tuberculosis, it cures HIV. One bottle, it cures infertility, it cures all that, and human beings are buying it. They drink sometimes, they now feed the bacteria. It becomes resistant to treatment. By the time he matures and gets to the tertiary stage, that's when they will now carry them to hospital. By then, they are 1 minute to hell or heaven. Is it that herbal medicine does not work? No, there is a school of herbal medicine now. Where you have a medical doctor, orthodox medicine, there are trainings now where you study. Yes. Because even when you give it, there are also prescriptions. There are dosages. Because those things are drugs. There are drugs, oh. There are dosages. There are some you give somebody too much, you can break down his kidney. So now they are now studying. You see, do you know many years ago, people who know how to drive? Huh? If you see how they... A small car, 404, comes to the village. People will run out. They are looking at the car. And then when the man comes out with his wife, hey, he came back with 404. Now they are driving schools. Of course, without going to school now, you can drive in school yourself. Some small boys can carry a car, practice a little in the street. Because the principles have been made clear. Let me give you another example. You see computer. The first people that knew how to use computer, hey, even in the U.S. Army, even in the U.S., they were like ghosts. It was like magic. Then the thing came to Africa here. Yeah? In those days, even universities, some departments, a whole faculty will have only one desktop. The lecturers will be teaching theoretical whatever. They don't even say. People used to go to school, spend 4 years to learn how to use computer. Today, the principles have been pulled out, made. You know, initially it still looks very complex. That's how everything sounds when you start dealing. Initially, it comes out, it's so complex. After a while, people it keep breaking it down, simplifying it, because the more we understand something, the simpler it gets. Finally. Anytime you study any field that is complex, the knowledge is not yet clear. There are still beginners in it, including science and tech. I want to say it again. Anytime you study anything and the knowledge is still complex, wait, they are still coming. A few years down the line, somebody is going to finish that field and break it and make it simple. When a preacher is preaching and he complicates whatever, he still has not yet understood what he's talking about. He can't explain it to me in literal terms because you read one verse in the Bible. You still need to go back and do your homework. That's the difference between some of us who preach and some other. I don't watch everything on TV. There are some things you tell you. What is this man saying? Say something. He has not made sense. Just because he has enough money to buy air, he shouldn't be on air. Turn Bible upside down. Principles. Principles. The key to knowledge. The key then is this. Any area where you have succeeded and you have achieved tangible result, settle down and write down the principles and the processes that helped you to produce that result. Because that knowledge should be taught to other people. In that way, your success can be duplicated and you will leave a legacy. In Africa here, in ministry, whenever you ask somebody who has succeeded in something, especially in the body of Christ, why did you say? You say, grace of God. God, just help us. Stop lying. Special pastors. Why are these things working? It's just grace. It's just grace. Stop telling lies. Anything that works is undergirded by some principles. You see what the white man does? He succeeds in something. They settle down and study the principles and the processes that gave them that breakthrough. Then they tablet it in a book. And after a while, they build a course around it. Bill Gates did not go to university, but the operating system he's developed is now being studied. How to use it, they teach it in a number of computer schools now. Because after making the breakthrough, they sit down to pull down principles on how these things can be applied. That's why around here it's hard to duplicate success, because they mystify everything. There is no mystery in success. Everybody's success can be duplicated by others if they will settle down to find out what the man did. That's why the fastest way to success. Let me give you a secret. If you have two sons, you carry one and put in a business school to study MBA or Lagos Business School. You carry the other and give Adenuga or Dangote to mentor. If he mentors that boy and exposes that boy to what he's doing, 4 years after, you bring two of them out of the school. One went to school of mentorship. The other went to school of... You bring them out. The guy that studied a success will beat the other one hands. There are politicians who are breaking loose in politics and have nothing, no knowledge of political science or political anything. No. You know, Jim Wobodo's journey in politics was the result of Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe's mentorship. He also mentored the Okadibos. I heard Okadibo had a squabble with him, but they are all the product of that is them body ways. In the early days, there were some of them that Zeke inspired to even go abroad and study, get the exposure that he got. They became some of those powerful people. Awo also did the same thing. It's important to study principles. But if you see a man that has practiced something and is getting result, he will shorten your journey from where you are to success. Let me now give you a secret. Chief, this is why in the Bible, any man God has used successfully in the political arena, in the arena of government, he normally sends them to some power that be in government for training. Moses, that was a founding father of a nation of Israel in terms of bringing independence, was sent to Pharaoh, God did not mind that Pharaoh was an occult man. But he still sent Moses to him. You know, some of you, you say, PDP, corruption, PDP, whatever. But they build the largest party in Africa. You, that is holiness, you don't know how to do it. So waste your time and go and learn. PDP, corrupt what? God can send you to a Pharaoh. God can send you to a Potiphar. See, he's a guru in business. And you are a Joseph that is starting. You don't know anything. He's not sending you to him to learn his values. He's sending you to him to learn business principles. Because principles are the same. Hey. You know, some of you are working in banks and some of you have become managers. Did you become manager because all the owners of your banks are born again? No. You may work in a bank owned by a Christian. You may work in a bank owned by a Muslim. Doesn't mean anything. Banking is based on principles. It's not based on prayer. You know, marketing principles are marketing principles. Customer service principles are customer service principles. The way to get customer loyalty by providing excellent customer service. There is such a thing as customer service breakdown. And people start complaining. The ones who have training know that the complaint is an advantage. Especially when they can bring you the complaint to you direct. You take care of it. Usually you even secure the loyalty of that customer more. The ones who don't have whatever they see it, you are harassing them. Because the guy complained that he stood in the bank, he couldn't get his money for hours. Instead of looking at your processes to see what to do, you fire, he joins another bank, he pulls his money. There is no born again anything. Principles are not respected. Oh, well, you're born again, you're not born again. That's why a lot of believers are having problems. Because this thing, the balance, once this balance is provided, Africa will move to development. We join the developed nations. The most spiritual continent on earth now, yet is the poorest. Because we teach superstition instead of principles. Jesus brought principles and grace. Grace gave us Holy Ghost. Grace gave us redemption. Grace gave us forgiveness of sin. Grace gave us, you know, those wonderful things, authority of the believer. But principles govern success in life. Amen. The question will be, what are the 10 most powerful things you learned? Secondly, how will you apply it in your life now to change the way you live your life? Thirdly, how will you use it to help other people? If somebody's marriage is not doing well, it is not demon. Principles. Because you can marry a man that is not living obeying the Bible and still have a happy marriage. You don't know. Esther's husband was not. But her wisdom in submission, in honor, and all of that changed everything. That's why 1 Peter 3 said, wives, that there is a way to deal with husbands that are not even obeying the word. And some of us are married to Christians and we don't have good marriages. So when I married Pastor Sarah, I told her the things you read in Meals and Bones will not work. We need to build principle-based marriage. Not sentiment, not emotion-based. What? Principle-based. So we are going to, for the first one, do a lot of study to find out those principles that govern happiness in marriage. We need to find them from the Bible. Then we need to find at least one or two couples that have successful marriages and study their life, how they're applying this. One of those, my mentors, I found out one of the things is that no matter what is happening, even if the heaven and hell is falling, they will never raise their voice against each other in the presence of a third party. So the children grew up thinking that their parents don't quarrel. They said that third party includes the children. They can decide to take a walk or go to their room and lock the door. and sit down to trash out the issue. But in the presence of a third party, never. Look at another one, and we imbibed it. When we started coming close to Pastor Bim and Pastor Taiwo Odikoye, and I saw a lot of things. I didn't have the privilege. I didn't grow under parents who lived it. So how would I have known it? How would I have known it? I saw pastors around where I was developed who are beating their wives. I saw that a woman is to be treated with honor. To be held like, treated like jewel. Better than you treat diamond. Hey. And I went back. I said, I will beat these people in this one. Then I started studying. One of my, I saw, you never report anything negative about your wife to your people. Your wife must never report anything negative about you to her people. Part of the reason is that even when you solve the problem, you have corrected, the families don't. So he said, the way Pastor Sarah is seen in my family, I'm the one that will decide it. The way I'm seen in her family, she's the one that shapes that. So I now made her an angel. It was so serious that if we are to quarrel, they would take side with her. That's the point he reached. If there is any area where she made a little blunder that would have made them look at her, I will step up and claim that I'm the one that gave the instruction and take the... They say, you are the one that gave her. I say, yes. So they will be dealing with me, that is their son, because no matter what they find is my fault, they still protect me, I'm their son. But when it's another person's child, they will turn it into another thing. So I take the thing. And when it's anything related, she will take the blame. So, that's how she is now a saint in my family. So, if there is issue that needed whatever, when we get back home, we sit down, this thing, this is the way to do it, and this is the way to do it. Okay. So, good marriage is not grace. It just release, you know, pastor, you know, release this grace on you and Pastor Sarah, so that our marriage will be, yes. It will add 10%. 90% of marriage is work. I hope somebody heard us tonight. Now, when you restore principle and give it its proper place, it produces maturity in your Christian life. God knows now a son has come of age. I can use this one to do things. When you are living, running your life mainly on grace, 90% grace. God knows this is an overblown baby. You can't do much. He's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. You know, children, you do everything for them, bat them, whatever, but you don't do that for an adult. An adult takes responsibility. God, grace does things for you. Principle teaches you how to do it for yourself. You get the same result that God gets. Amen. Something else you might need to note. God told me one day, he said, I designed man in such a way that man can reproduce my work up to 90%. I said, Lord, are you serious? He said, if you even look with all the limitations of man, with the fall of man, you see that to a large extent, man has been able to copy God. God created eagles, man created aircrafts. God created sharks and wild, man created submarines. God created beasts of transport, horses, and all of them. Man created, there's even a car we call the beast, is it not? Also, four legs. God's own does like this, man's own rolls. And guess what? Man's own is faster. God wrote some books. You know, look at an example. First table of stone, he wrote it. When Moses broke it, he said, I'm not writing another one. You have to come here and sit down and write it so you know how hard it is to write. So Moses wrote the second one. I said, Lord, why is that? He said, because I made man in my image, so I designed it that my works can be duplicated by man. Let me tell you what he means now. In medicine now, I hope you know that a lot of this thing we call infertility now have solution. 27 years of marriage, no child. You have broken curses enough. You have done all that. If you want to have a child, I can help you. There are doctors. Take the sperm here. Take the egg here. Mix two of them. Put it back. You better do it now that this woman can still carry this thing. Have you noticed that American preachers are not living long? 90. Billy Graham is still there. Or Robert, 93. He died at 93. They are living. Kenneth Hagin that died at 86 are even among the few that... But this is the same America when the healing revival came. Men that raised the dead, open blind eyes, do all that. But 36, they are dead. 37, they are dead. 38, they are dead. With all the power. After a while, some people came and started teaching them, it's not just about power. The power is sustained by principles. And they started looking into it. You see, like Benihin is doing healing. Once in a while, you see him, he bring one doctor. He said, take supplement, CoQ10. Take this. Take multivitamin. Take this. And you see him, he's taking. Because his mother in the ministry, Catherine Kuma, that was carrying that anointing, the valve of the heart pulled out and she died in it with all the anointing in the room. You find out that Jesus brought the two. You can't take one and leave the other wing of the aircraft. It will crash. You have to balance it on those two things. You have to balance it. You know, in those days in school, scripture, you used to tell us, read as if there is no God. Then when you finish reading, pray as if you did not read. That's the balance. It's a work hard as if God is not going to help you. Because God is not helping the devil, but he's succeeding. The whole church is binding him, but he's succeeding. Why? Principles work for everybody, including Satan. So, walk as if God is not going to help you. Apply knowledge like he's not going to help you. Then pray like you didn't know anything. And you will succeed, no matter who likes it or not. Is it not time we tell our people the truth and help change the order of things in the East here? This level of mediocrity you see everywhere. Mediocrity in the church everywhere. Mm-mm. Because excellence is a principle. It's not grace. Nobody gives it to you. And some have stayed there talking, just talking, and all the time the woman should have had had gone. I wish I knew this years ago. I wish I knew this. He said, fallopian tube is blocked. Collect the egg. Open here. Collect the egg. You don't need to unblock anything. Go and fertilize it and put it back in the womb. Now, let me give you a secret. Man, by copying God, right now, human beings can create human beings. You know about genetic science, what is going on there. George Bush banned it because he's born again. George Bush Jr., when he was he banned it because the morality of that thing is the problem. You know, science without morality is also another problem. You know, you can clone a human being from any cell in his body. You can pick any of mice and clone a complete Pastor David. And about two countries now, they are doing, and what they are doing is that they said sometimes somebody has kidney failure. You go and donate kidney, it doesn't match his own. So let's clone the complete man. When we finish, we harvest organs that we need. They harvest organs. They take heart, take kidneys, keep. So anything he needs, anytime, they give him fresh one. It's exactly his specification. And he's causing waves. But some other people are now saying, the problem here is, that person you are harvesting organs from, you kill him, is a human being. Then some countries are dreaming, the countries that are thinking about global dominion, how to clone like 1 million soldiers so that they can keep their real soldiers at home, train them to just go and kill. And so, somebody like you now, because they are developing security gadgets, some bank vaults now, is somebody's eye.
or maybe your thumbprint. So very simple. They clone you, send you to go and steal that money. You come there, put eye, the bank opens. You go and collect. And cameras will be capturing that she came and stole. She's a bank staff. Cameras will capture that she came and stole. And the next day they will arrest you. Meanwhile, the real person has gone. You'll be crying and denying that it's not me. They say, look at it. Can you deny yourself? He said, no, you look at the thing, it's you. So you see what the conflict is going. But let me give you a secret. Once something has been discovered, you can't stop it again from being practiced on earth. The knowledge is here. There's nothing we can do again about it. And one day I was asking God, why will you let human beings have this? He said, the truth is that I created human beings to know everything I know. But I made them just a little. Everyone say a little. I said, why did you take that kind of risk? He said, because man is my express image. I designed it to be so. That he should just be a little. That little he kept is what he kept away as 10%. So that if things are to get out of hand, he will intervene and use it to bring back order. He said, even now with the falling state, man can still copy him up to 70%. You don't know how powerful this thing called man is. Go and have dominion. You don't know what it means. You don't know how powerful it is. Stop underrating yourself. You are carrying the divine nature. Amen. I don't know what you came here to do when you signed for this. Maybe you think he's coming to pray or whatever. Attend prophetic conference. That's where you learn that one. You are raising men who will change the destiny of Africa. If we are going to have development, we must fight against superstition and bring principle-based education. Then our children will start inventing things, building cars. There's nothing special about building cars, building aircraft. It has been discovered. It's documented. That's why the Muslims are building bombs, because even in the internet, you can learn how to build bombs. It's in the internet, though. Yes, it's no more a mystery. Once somebody has done something, other people can do it if they will study the principles behind it. The only thing I tell people in ending is, I said, even though I can succeed in anything I want, I don't have to waste my life pursuing everything. You need to find out what your own purpose is in life and learn all the principles relating to that and become, if you're called into government, if you're called into education, learn all the and end up one of the best in that field. Because you can climb any ladder you want to climb if you are principle-based. But the issue is when you get to the top, make sure it's leaning on the right wall. It's not everything that will make you happy, even though you can learn to do it. But if you pursue the plan of God for your life, when you get to the top, you will be fulfilled because your purpose is what you live for. But even when you have found the purpose of God for your life, there are still principles for climbing that ladder. Go and learn it. Find the people that have done some of the things you're planning to do and study them. And they will make your journey faster for you. God bless you.